Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're talking about something every business owner and senior manager needs to hear: how AI actually strengthens leadership and decision making. The article is by Brett Allegre Wood on the Anabu AI blog.
And I think the title alone will raise a few eyebrows, because when most people hear AI and leadership in the same sentence, they either think it's science fiction or they worry their role is under threat.
Brett's argument is the opposite. The core claim is this: AI doesn't replace leaders, it removes the fog. And that fog is a very real problem.
What does he mean by fog?
He means the information problem most leaders are quietly dealing with. You're making decisions based on reports that are weeks old. Your instincts are shaped by experiences from a market that may no longer exist. By the time the data reaches you, it's already stale.
That's painfully familiar. I've sat in leadership meetings where someone presents the monthly report, and half the room is already thinking, that was 3 weeks ago. Things have moved on.
Exactly. So what AI does is give leaders live visibility. What's actually happening in the business right now? What customers are doing? What patterns are emerging across sales, marketing, and operations?
There's a really concrete example in the article: a retail business running across several regions. They used to work off monthly reports.
Slow-moving stock, store performance, where to redirect marketing spend, all of that was arriving weeks after the fact. After bringing in AI tools, they shifted to daily insights.
The system was automatically flagging issues and suggesting where to move resources. Managers were adjusting promotions and reallocating stock in days rather than weeks. That's a meaningful shift.
And Brett makes the point that it wasn't just operational. It changed the culture. The leadership team started trusting data over opinion. Decisions became transparent. Everyone could see what was happening and why.
That's what matters to owners. It's not just faster decisions. It's that your whole team can actually follow the logic behind them.
Which connects to the three things Brett says AI does for leadership. He calls them clarity, consistency, and confidence.
Clarity is the obvious one. You get a cleaner picture of reality in near real time. No more guessing where performance is slipping or why costs are rising.
Consistency is the one people miss. AI creates one version of truth across the business. Every team is working from the same numbers, not different spreadsheets built on different assumptions.
And confidence follows naturally. When you can see patterns clearly, you make decisions faster and you stand by them. And Brett notes that confidence spreads to your team.
Now, there's something he's very direct about. AI is a partner, not a prophet.
This matters because there's a real risk that leaders just accept whatever the AI surfaces without questioning it.
He calls healthy skepticism part of the job. AI can tell you what's happening and what might happen next. It cannot tell you why it matters to your culture, your customers, your mission. That still belongs to human leadership.
You're the translator between the data and the direction. I think that's actually a freeing way to think about it.
There's also a warning in the article about data overload, which I think is an underrated risk.
Yes, more data doesn't automatically mean better decisions. Without structure, insight becomes noise. You end up reacting to numbers rather than leading with vision.
His fix is straightforward. Define what success looks like before you bring in any AI tool. Which 3 to 5 metrics genuinely tell you if the business is healthy? What questions does the leadership team need answered regularly? Then you point the AI at those questions specifically.
That's the discipline most businesses skip. They bring in a tool and then wonder why they're drowning in dashboards.
He also addresses the cultural side. Introducing AI into decision-making can trigger real resistance. Some people fear data will replace their judgment or reduce their role.
And that's a legitimate concern if the leader doesn't address it head-on. You have to be transparent about why you're introducing it. Share early wins, let people see how it makes their work easier rather than threatening it.
All right, what's the one thing a listener should actually do this week?
For me, it's this. Pick one decision your leadership team makes every month that still runs on gut feel. Just one. Ask what data would actually improve that decision, then find a tool that surfaces it. Start small, prove the value, then build from there.
I'd say define your 3 to 5 metrics first, the ones that genuinely reflect business health. Because until you know those, any tool you bring in is just adding noise.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want Brett's team to look at how AI can augment your leadership team specifically, there's a free AI audit you can book right there on the site.
Worth doing. We'll see you next time.